This poem is called The Man on the Stand with the Microphone. There's a house up the road all the poets know when they all gather round for the poetry show. When they have a glass of grapes or a cup of joe and they carry on a minute organizing notes. And then the tension slowly go to the front of the room where there's a man on the stand with an old microphone. And the spot is the hop if you're hip to talk, but the man with the microphone on the clock. And alone, he's at home on the microphone. And I guess you could say that he's in the zone. And the people come and listen, think he sets the tone, but they don't hear the man on the microphone. Though he clears his throat, and the silence fall, and you can hear a pin drop through a soundproof wall. Though he draw attention, speak with intention, and teaches lessons all laced with reference. Though he mouths a blessing with the intellect speech, they don't hear the words when the man he speaks. For the audience, it's all about a calm retreat. Grab the foo-foo with the foam and something to eat. They sit back and bliss and hear poets' prose placement. Leave the skeletons at home down in a basement. Poets practicing all week just to say it before the audience. It's all just entertainment. The man cries out and gestures and shouts, and the crowd sends his aura like a thick aroma. But as he please, he can plainly see that the audience is all still asleep in a coma. But the man is a master and his mind is made. The thought is the point and his tongue's the blade. And after all the MC's gone and done been flayed and all poetic masturbation been drained away, ain't no way to say how he came and owned, because the man was still fresh on the microphone. Had the audience rolling and doing tricks, eating out of his hands and all kinds of shit. They laughed so hard that they even cried, and when the man saw that, he fell down and died. They grabbed their dreads and they prayed to Christ, and then the man jumped up and sprang back to life. And at the end of the night, they all shook his hand and they said, "Hey, dude, yo, you the man."